Thank you. Good morning, good afternoon, and good day for everyone. Today, my name is Steve Shen. I'm a policy staff supporting the IRD working group, and today I'll be giving an update to the community on the interim report. I realize right now the audience is only working group members and staff, but let's go ahead anyway, because more people might be joining later. So the goal, there are two goals for this presentation. First, the working group want to brief the community of its work so far. And second, and more importantly, it's considering different policy options and in deciding these models and options for internationalizing data, they would really like to seek feedback from the community on these models and recommendations. So just some background information on why what the IRD working group is talking about. Internationalization, you know, the internet, the domain part of the internet has been increasingly being internationalized. We have guidelines for how to internationalize the domain name part, the label. For example, we have the IDNA guideline that provides guidelines how those labels are, you know, to be constructed and, you know, converted in applications. But so far, we do not have standards for the submission and display of domain registration data in directory services. So the goal of the IRD working group is to study the feasibility and suitability of introducing such specifications to deal with the internationalization of registration data. So there are two parts. There's the suitability and there's the feasibility part. I'm going to explain more later on. What is domain registration data? These are data that registrants provide at the time of registering the domain. So if you have if you register a domain, you would submit this information first to the, you know, either the reseller or to the registrar. And depending, and the registrar in turn submits either all or part of this those information to the registry, and both registrar and registry maintain who is services usually, and they display this information using the protocol. This information includes the domain name, the name server information, the sponsoring and registrar information, and more importantly, the contact information for the owner of the name, for the administrative contact, and the technical contact information. So it's the internationalization of this piece of information we're talking about. The working group is a joint ASSEC and GNS working group, GNSO working group, sorry. And the first thing it decides is that various elements of the registration data could be separately internationalized. So, for example, domain names, name server names, you know, all these items listed here, there are existing standards for internationalization. For example, the telephone and fax number, the email number. The working group just use those existing standards and apply. Others, for example, the sponsoring registrar, the working group deliberated and concluded that that piece of information is best to remain in U.S. ASCII to aid, to have a uniform, you know, display across, you know, different, you know, internationalization efforts. So the key part of the registration data, as I mentioned before, is really the contact data. And to that, the working group has discussed four possible models. It did not endorse any particular model, and that's really the part that we want to seek feedback from the community. Now, before I go into the details of these models, I want to highlight a couple principles that guided the creation of these models. So the first principle is we want to avoid the Tower of Babel effect for registration data. So on one hand, we want to accommodate, you know, scenarios where a user or registrant, you know, provide these information in local languages to the extent where possible. But on the other hand, we want to avoid in a situation that, you know, a possible situation where hundreds of languages and scripts in the domain registration data, and that registrants from one language, you know, will not be able to use that information because it's in a, you know, completely different language. For example, an Arabic speaker trying to contact a Chinese domain owner, but unable to do so because all the domain registration data information is in Chinese, or, you know, the other way around. So that's first principle. The second principle guided us is we want to balance between cost and the usability of the registration data. So just following along the previous thought, you know, we have a range of submission scenarios. So, for example, you know, translation would probably be more, you know, accurate and usable, but it's also at a higher cost. So, you know, besides, we just consider different sets of scenarios. And the last principle is the need to consider both human users as well as legitimate automation. By that, we mean the applications that automatically parse and analyze the registration data. Earlier days, for the Whois services, it was mostly, you know, human users. But these days, currently, you know, there are lots of automation going on in the service as well. So what are the four models? The first model is registrants provide the domain contact information data in a must-be-present script. It's more like today's status quo, where a registrant, you know, in this scenario, registrant in internationalized domain labels must present this, data in U.S. ASCII. Today is usually done is registries or registrars would first ask optionally, you know, they provide those information in their local languages and scripts. And second, in the second registration page, they have to, you know, put it all in U.S. ASCII. Here are showing two examples. One is a Russian example. The other is the Chinese example. So that's the baseline. The second model is registrants can provide data in any, you know, registrar accepted script, and it's up to the registrar's responsibility to provide a point of contact for, you know, translation or transliteration requests. For example, we provided two examples here. In the Russian example, a registrar, Nick. .ru, you know, with, you know, the phone number, the contact information is listed along with the Whois output of the registrant information, which is now totally in Cyrillic and in Russian. It is the same example for Chinese. The third model is registrants provide the information, again, any registrar-accepted script, but registrars provide literation tools to publish in a must-be-present script. So it's up to the model two is registrars provide a point of contact. In Model 3, it goes one step further in saying registrars must transliterate, provide tools to help the registrants to transliterate the information. Again, in the Russian example, the contact information that was previously in Russian has been transliterated into U.S. ASCII. So that's Model 3. The last model is very similar to Model 3 in terms of the roles and responsibilities of registrants and registrars. But here, one critical difference is registrars provide translation tools to publish in the must-be-present language. I guess this will be in English. I want to highlight the differences between Model 3 and 4. Perhaps that can be best illustrated with the example. So, for example, in the Russian example, you know, we have a showing translation and showing transliteration. I want to highlight you to the address field. So, for example, the country in this case is Russia. In the translation example, it's translated as Russia. But transliteration is shown as Russia. The region is, you know, I can't pronounce it, is Vladimirska region. And that's been translated properly into English. But transliteration is just a phonetic, you know, into the U.S. ASCII. So in this case, a transliteration, a human user who does not understand Russian probably will have difficulty still interpreting this. But for machine processing, since it's in U.S. ASCII, you can probably process in terms of automation. So those are the four models. Just to summarize the roles and responsibilities, so we have, you know, service to be offered is transliteration or translation. And the responsibility is either the registrant's responsibility or the registrar's responsibility. We put that in the 2x2 table and summarize the models. Model 2 is not in this table because, you know, registrars merely provide a point of contact to deal with these issues. The working group has issued a set of preliminary recommendations and would like to seek the community feedback. The first set of recommendations is for a directory service in the IDN environment. The Whois protocol clients, both for port 43 and web, must be able to accept a user query of a domain name in either U-label or A-label format. Second, the protocol clients must be able to display results of queries in both U and A labels for the domain names. And third, domain registration data should include variants of an IDN label in the response as well. So recommendation one sets out a kind of a requirement of the directory service in the internationalized arena. So that's a service requirement for the underlying protocol. You know, the second is the set of things that we've been going through, how to separately internationalize the various different elements for domain names, for name servers, for sponsoring registrar information, the registration status. The questions, there are three questions we seek the community's feedback. The first, which of the four models that we just described for internationalizing registration contact data is most appropriate? And are there any other models that the IRD working group should consider? Second, which of the preliminary recommendations, if any, are feasible? Are there any related recommendations the working group should consider? And the last one is the issue of language tax. Is there a need for the contact information to be in multiple languages and scripts? So I want to specifically give a use case for that, by meaning, so we have, you know, admin contact, administrative contact, and technical contact, and the domain name holder information, contact information. Is there a need for those information to be in different scripts? So, for example, you know, we have admin contact in Arabic, but technical contact in Chinese. Or, you know, how far, you know, how much granularity do we go down? You know, do we have an address in Chinese, a street name address in Chinese, but, you know, the city and country name in English? You know, to what degree of granularity, you know, those needs to be in multiple languages and scripts? I guess that's the question the working group is seeking feedback. Those are my presentations. So I think it's 15 minutes, and as I finish, it's, you know, it's still staff and working group members. But I'd like to thank you for participation and just welcome questions. Okay, I guess we will wait. We have another webinar at the 12 o'clock in the Pacific time zone. Let's see if we get more participants. But thanks for everyone, and we'll see. Okay, I'll see you in a bit. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Steve.
Thanks.
Thanks so much, Steve. Good job.
Thanks.
Thanks, Louise.
Oh.
Hi, Gisela. Thanks, Gisela. I'll get the recording stopped for you now. Okay.
Thanks for that. Have a good day. Speak to you later.
Yeah, have a fantastic holiday. Bye-bye.
I will. Thanks. Bye.